I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The latest round of Middle East peace talks is at a crossroads. The talks were launched amid a lot of fanfare in Washington a month ago, but they ran into trouble last week over the issue of a freeze in construction of Jewish settlements. Israel refused to extend a partial freeze on settlement activity in disputed territory, and today Palestinians accused Jewish settlers of starting a fire at a mosque in the West Bank, a fire that burned copies of the Muslim holy book, the Quran. The World's Middle East correspondent is Matthew Bell. Why don't we start off, Matthew, with that mosque attack? What exactly happened there?
Well, the reports are that a mosque in the West Bank between Bethlehem and Hebron was vandalized last night. There was a fire set, and as you mentioned, the holy books were damaged, and I guess there were some carpets damaged and some damage to the building itself. Palestinian officials are saying that they're very concerned. They see this as provocative. They are pointing the finger at Jewish settlers. There have been attacks on mosques before, and this all, of course, is happening in the context of the peace process, and there are a lot of serious concerns that things could completely fall apart here in the next few days on that.
Well, the stalemate in the peace talks right now is, as we mentioned, all about the settlements. Tell us what it is going to take to get things moving again officially.
Lisa, I suspect that there's a lot going on behind the scenes, and it's hard to say exactly what kind of horse trading and proposals are being floated here. But there's been speculation that the Obama administration wants to get the Israelis to extend the settlement freeze, and what they've done is offer security guarantees. They've reportedly even said that they would give the Israelis a green light to keep Israeli military forces in the Jordan Valley between the West Bank and Jordan. But we just don't know exactly what the Americans are offering the Israelis. So, as I said, I think there's a lot going on behind the scenes, but it's hard to know how this thing is going to come out. The big deadline is on Friday when the Arab League meets. The Palestinian side has said that they will not continue discussions if the settlement freeze is not extended, and that they will make their announcement on Friday when this meeting happens.
Well, if the talks do break down, where are we all left? Where are the two sides especially left, but also the United States?
Lisa, the big worry is that in the absence of a political horizon, in the absence of a real concerted effort to find a final agreement between these two parties, then what's the alternative? And that is back to violence. I mean, that's the big worry on a lot of people's minds here. The other thing is that Barack Obama came into office even when he was running as president, and he said this was going to be a huge priority. If the talks fall apart, well, there's a goal of the president's, the American president's, that is not realized.
All right. Thank you. The World's Matthew Bell in Jerusalem speaking to us about the latest challenges for the Middle East peace process. Thanks, Matthew.
You're welcome.